Today we start Prashna Upanishad. Sri Aurobindo unfortunately translated it in 1901, so that means translation is not fully spiritually kind of baked in his consciousness. But nevertheless, it's quite interesting translation, though it's old. And we will discuss concepts at length from different perspectives. One more thing which I wanted to tell you that I have found for our Upanishads and put on the website, you can see it there, on Katha Upanishad. If you open Katha Upanishad, you will find many texts, and one of those texts will be Nolini's translation. And you please read it, because it's very valuable, very interesting, very different from what is known. When I read it, I was surprised how beautifully, psychologically, all those changes are justified. As if he was Nachiketas, he could really feel how Nachiketas could feel, answer, what he did. Very interesting. Unfortunately, we cannot go back now to analyze it, because we go ahead with a new Upanishad. But I put it there for your consideration. So Prashna Upanishad is another Upanishad. It has six major questions, as you see, the Upanishad of the six questions. And it belongs to Atharva Veda. All the Upanishads which didn't find their origin from the Trivedya, usually all of them belong to some Shakha. They were all packed into Atharva Veda. Prashna Upanishad is one of those. You know, you will find that among those 180 Upanishads, maybe 120 or more, belong to Atharva Veda, because they are of later origin. Since Atharva Veda joined Vedic canon later, all those Upanishads which didn't have direct origin from Samhita and were composed later were stored into that shakha. So we have Atharva Veda's beginning of Shantipatha, the verse from Rig Veda. Om Bhadram Karne Bhishranuyama Devaha Bhatram Pashye Makshabhir Yajatraham Sthirai Rangai Stushtuvansas Tanubhi Vyashema Devahitam Yadayuhu Svastina Indro Vridhashravaha Svastina Pusha Vishvavedaha Svastina Starkshyo Arshtanemi Svastino Brihaspatir Dadhatu Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. This was the verse with which Karan Singh has inaugurated Savitri Bhava. Om, may we hear what is auspicious with our ears. Karne bhikshranyam, O ye gods, may we see what is auspicious with our eyes. O ye of the sacrifice, giving praise with steady limbs, with motionless bodies, may we enter into that life which is founded in the gods. It's an interesting interpretation. In the gods, devahitam yadayo. Ayuhu, the life force which is hitam, established deva, in the gods. So deva can be unpacked, because deva hitam is compositor, can be unpacked in the god, of the god, for the god. You can put any case. So Sri Aurobindo puts here locative case, pluralis, in the gods. Ordain, wheel unto us, Indra. of high heaped glories, ordain weal unto us, Bhushan, the all knowing Sun. Ordain weal unto us, Tarkshya Arishtanemi. Brihaspati, ordain weal unto us. Om peace, peace, peace. Now it's a very Vedic verse, of course. We will not stay with it today, though it's worth looking into it deeper. We did this when we did Mundaka Upanishad, because Mundaka also belongs to Atharva Veda, has the same Shantipatha. If you have some questions, you can interrupt and we can stay with some words or something. So the first chapter of the first question.
Om Namaha Paramatmane Hari Om Sukesha Cha Bharadvaja Shaivyascha Satyakamah Sauryayani Chagargyah Kausalyascha Shvalayano Bhargavo Vaidarbhi Kapandhi Katyayanaste Haithe Brahmapara Brahmanishtha Param Brahman Veshamana Eshahavaitat Sarvam Bhakshyatiti Teha Samitpanayaha Bhagavantam Pippaladam Upasannaha.
So these, as you see, they are all the names of the rishis who gathered in one gathering and approached, yes, Rishi Pippalada. Om, salutation to the Supreme Spirit, the Supreme is Om. Sukesha and Bharadvaja, Shaivya and Satyakama, Garbhya, son of the solar rays, and Kosalan, son of Ushma. The Bhargava, he is writing with an accent, most probably Bengali accent. Bhargove, Vidorbha, makes it English with you see. Vidarbha and Kobandhi, Katyayana. These sought the Most High God, believing in the Supreme and to the Supreme devoted. Therefore they came to the Lord Pippalada, for they said, this is He that shall tell us of that universal. So they recognized Rishi Pippalada, all these rishis who are Brahmanishtha and Brahmapara. They are supreme in this knowledge of Brahman. They are already, but they are still Param Brahman Veshamana, seeking the Supreme Brahman, Param Brahman Veshamana, Anuveshamana. Esha Havai Tat Sarvam Vakshyati Iti. He is indeed the one who will tell us. Teha Samit Panayah, with Samid Panayah, with the hands full of fuel, approached Pippaladam Upasanna. They approached him with the fuel in their hands. That was the symbol of initiation. When you come with the dry sticks, that means you want the fire to be kindled. So you come to the teacher and teacher kindles the fire. These are very ancient names. That etymologies are not clear. Yeah? Many of them, Pippalada. We do such strange names, but yes, what to do? So, no, some of them are clear. Satyakama or Sauryayani, yeah? From Surya. Gargya is a known. Kausalya from Kosala. There is a town Kosala. So he is Kausalya from that. And Ashvalayana is a famous name. Mahidasa Aitareya belongs to this Ashvalayana family of rishis. And the whole Ashvalayana, the whole school is there, of Shravata Sutras and so on. But for us, of course, who are listening for the first time, it's kind of very, yes, dense with sound. Tanha Rishir Uvacha. To them he said, yes. Tanha Sa Rishir Uvacha. Bhuya Eva Tapasa Brahmacharyena Shraddhaya Samvatsaram Samvatsyatha Yatha Kamam Prashnan Prichata. Yadi jnyasyama, yadi vijnyasyama, sarvam havo vakshyama iti. And he is speaking about himself in the plural. The rishi said to them, another year do ye dwell in holiness and faith and asceses. Then ask what ye will, and if I know, surely I will conceal nothing. But what is interesting, his condition was that they will stay for 1 year without asking anything. Just stay with him for 1 year and then ask after 1 year. If you are able to stay with Pippalada Rishi for 1 year, living in the same place where he lives, eating the same food that he eats, cooking with him, cleaning with him, and after 1 year, if you are still there, ask. Or being still there is already a big thing. Because to live with such a rishi in one place is not so simple. There will be all kinds of things coming in and deviating your mind and pulling you back to the world, or some other urgent matters will come up.
Yeah, but also support. It's a still longer tradition that you stay in some master.
Yes.
You
tune to his energies, to his way of looking at things. You learn from him, not in a verbal way, through the body language, through other considerations of life. Yes, environment. Right. It's very close to that what Mother wanted as a free progress. That you have to enter the environment of the master who lives there, who generates these energies. If he is a mathematician or he is a scientist, he lives in that world. Now, in order to get those answers or those questions even, you have to live there. You have to see what is going on. His environment, his surroundings, his considerations have to come to you in an indirect way. That's why even in the Soviet Union we had a system which was called cabinet system. Lately, when I was studying in Soviet Union, so we were moving from cabinet to cabinet. We were going to the physics cabinet or chemistry cabinet. So it means we are not sitting in the classroom where the teacher comes in. We go out to the teacher where he does his experiments. We come there, it's his world. Now we join his world rather than he comes to us. So he is similar. He says, join my world for 1 year and then ask. I will conceal nothing if I know. Athaka bandhi katyayana upetya papracha. Bhagavan, kutoho va imaha prajaha prajayanti iti. Then came Kobandi, son of Katya, to him and asked, Lord, whence are all these creatures born? Now, this is a very common question in Upanishads. Yes? In Taittiriya, the same question was there. Where from all these creatures born, by what they live and where they go? That was the question. Here, where they are coming from? Tasmai sahovacha prajakamo vai prajapatih satapotapyata satapastaptva samithunam upadayate raincha pranamcha ityetau me bahudha prajah karishyataha iti. To him answered the Rishi Pippalada, the Eternal Father desired children, therefore he put forth his energy and by the heat of his energy produced twin creatures, prana and life, who is male, and Rai the matter, who is female. These, said he, shall make for me children of many natures. Yeah. So prajakamah prajapati. Prajapati, the lord of the creatures, became prajakama, became the desiring creatures. Yeah? Progeny, so to say. Satapotapyata, and he flamed in tapas, he concentrated tapas within himself. Satapastaptva, and having flamed within that concentration of consciousness, samithunam utpadayate, he creates mithunam, the pair, the twins. It's very close to yama and yami, the same heaven and earth, the same vision, yes, of dawn and night, twin sisters, and so on and so forth. Raim cha pranam cha. Raim, the wealth, and prana, the breath, the energy. The matter and the energy. Etau me bahudha. These two, indeed for me, prajaha karishyatah, will make for me many, in many ways, the offspring of many natures, as Shubhendu translates. Now, there are very similar myths where Prajapati creates, as in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, men and women embracing each other, and then he separates them. And once he separates them, they create the whole world. The same heaven and earth were one at the beginning, but then he cracks them. Brahma Svayabhu, the same Prajapati, Brahma, who is born within, cracks them, the upper part becomes heaven, the lower earth, and they again give him all the progeny of different kind. So the same myth is here, only it is named by Rai and Prana. Adityo havai prana, Rai reva chandrama, Rai rva etat sarvam, yat murtam cha murtam cha, tasmat murti reva Rai. The sun verily is life, and the moon is no more than matter. Yet truly all this universe formed and formless is matter. And it's an interesting consideration, because all this universe formed and formless is matter.
Physical. So, and is something
let's first see what Prashna says, and then maybe we can answer that. Therefore, form and matter are one.
Yeah, but the life is not in the second part of the sentence.
The sun verily is life, and the moon is no more than matter. Yet truly, all this universe, formed and formless, is matter. All this universe, formed and not formed, is matter.
Also the life is matter, same.
Therefore, form and matter are one. Now, when we translate prana as life and rayi as matter, it's also very kind of, if you consider them in English context, it doesn't really say much. So let us see what he says, because he continues. This he elaborates on this matter and prana. Yeah, he will give all the details you are seeking. Now, atha ditya udayan yat prachin disham pravishati tena prachyan pranan rashmishu samnidhatti tad dakshinam tat pratichim yad udichim yad adho yad urdhvam yad antaradisho yad sarvam prakashayati tena sarvan pranan rashmishuni samnidhatte. Now, when the sun rising enters the east, then absorbs he the eastern breaths into his rays. It's a very common Brahmanic idea of the sun rising with the life force of all creatures. He's not rising by himself. He is rising because there is life in the whole universe. And by the force of life, he is rising. Now, when the sun rising enters the east, then absorbs he the eastern breaths into his rays. But when he illumines the south and west and north and below and above and all the angles of space, yea, all that is, then he takes all the breaths into his rays. Now what is it?
It's all one because it absorbs all these energies.
Yeah.
And yet gives energy to all these elements.
This is the Atma, Surya. Mm-hmm. This is the dynamic truth.
Yes.
This is that those rays of the sun which are manifesting the divine. This is the Vedic vision. All here lives by that is manifesting supramental sun, nothing else. When sun moves rising in the east, he is rising with all the powers of the creatures, because creatures are nothing but that sun, the truth. So in Taittiriya Aranyaka it is even asked, please do not rise with our energies. Let us live. Do not waste our life energy, our prana. Because when sun is doing that, he is, so to say, counting our years of life. It's a time beat, yes? It's a factor of time. The dynamic truth of the sun creates this beat of time, which is wearing our life force off. Makes sense. It's a deeper look into it. Sa esha vaishvanaro vishvarupah prano agnir udayate yat etad richa vyuktam. Therefore, is this fire that rises, this universal male, of whom all things are the bodies, prana, the breath of existence. This is that which was said in the Rig Veda. Vishvarupam harinam jata vedasam parayanam jyotir ekam tapantam sahasrarashmi shatadha vartamanah pranah prajanam udayati esha suryah. Fire is this burning and radiant sun. He is the one lustre and all-knowing light. He is the highest heaven of spirits. With a thousand rays he burns and exists in 100 existences. Lo, this sun that rises, he is the life of all his creatures. This is exactly that what I was saying before, just said in much more poetic way. Fire is this burning and radiant sun. Vishvarupam harinam jata vedasam parayanam jyotirekam tapantam sahasrarashmi shatadha vartamana. He exists in 100 ways, 100 forms, but he has 1,000 rays. Pranav prajanam udayati esha surya. The force, life force, of all the creatures rising this sun. Now this knowledge of the sun later was lost. It's a Vedic knowledge. Upanishads refer, Pippalada refers to that supramental sun, saying that all this universe is his manifestation. Later, the rays of the sun and sun itself were considered to be of the realms of Maya, which have to be overcome. Samvatsaro vai prajapati tasyayane dakshinam chottaram cha tadye havai tadishtapurte kritam ityupasate te chandramasam eva lokam abhijayante ta eva punar avartante tasmadeta rishayah prajakama dakshinam pratipadyante esha havayarair yah pitriyana. Now here we will come to that concept of devayana and pitriyana, which we were mentioning before. There are two paths by which the Supreme manifests itself and maintains itself. This is one path mentioned now. The year also is that eternal father, Prajapati. The year. We were just talking about sun as dynamic truth, which is by rising with the power of all the creatures determines their lifespan. And that's why Rishi exclaims, don't rise with our energies, share, spare us. Don't take it too much on yourself, so to say. Don't create too much dynamism. So here it's again mentioned, the year also is the eternal father, Prajapati. He is the symbol of a year. Now, year is that Hiranyagarbha which was born in the waters. You know, Hiranyagarbha was born in the waters before the world was created and was floating on the on those waters of inconscient for the time equal to 1 year, though time was not there yet. So, and then it broke after 1 year. It's exactly the same image as of embryo life. Embryo lives for 1 year inside the womb and then it is being born, also in the waters. Most probably it is inspired by those deeper memories of our birth. Embryo life. So this 1 year is also eternal father, because Prajapati or Brahma was born in that Hiranyagarbha. Brahma Svayambhu was born inside the Hiranyagarbha and split the two. The upper part became heaven, the lower earth. So the year also is that eternal father, and of the year there are two paths, the northern solstice and the southern.
No?
So it is by these they are measured. If you move towards the summer solstice, it is growing sun, yes? When you move towards the winter one, it is falling. So northern solstice and the southern. So northern is moving up and southern moving down. Now they who worship God with a well dug and the oblation offered, deeming these to be righteousness, conquer their heavens off the moon. They return again to the world of birth. Therefore do the soul of sages who have not yet put from them the desire of offspring, take the way of the southern solstice, which is the road of the fathers. And this also is matter, the female. I will explain. It's worth staying with this. Within this 1 year, there are two halves. 1 year is the whole thing. There is nothing more than a year. Because then it starts again. It's a circle. It includes all. When the earth runs around the sun once, it runs second time, it will run the same thing. It will not run something else. So this circle is the whole world. There is nothing more to it. In that circle there are two halves. One is you are rising up, and other is you are diving in. Rising up and diving in. One is moving towards the light, other moves towards the darkness. One moves towards the spirit, other moves towards the matter. Both are necessary to maintain manifestation of the Supreme. Now, in terms of time, we can see this very clearly, what year represents. Now, this year of Earth is not the final year. There is the whole year of Brahma, yes, where the whole universe turns around itself once, around the center of the universe. That is the year of Brahma. So, there is the path of rishis who desire offspring, who want embodiment in the matter, in the body, and there is the movement away from it, towards the spirit, from the body. Once into the body, then out of the body. And so, in and out. One is male principle, out of the body, other is female principle, into manifestation. Doesn't matter, there can be objection, but there is no need, because both are necessary for manifestation. You can't make it without either of these. Yeah? Margaret, you are happy with this?
No, I mean, what attracts me about as females or me, maybe it's my personal complication.
But male and female here is not in the sexual sense,
yeah, not
in showing. It's just to explain things, how they
are. Why not the word female and male? Sorry. But yes, I have my understanding still. Why doesn't it have to do with gender? Sorry, it's my...
No, it has nothing to do with it.
Yeah. Why these words are used? I ask.
masculine, which exactly explains that this is in another sense, the male and female.
Yeah, we can really complain to the Supreme why he created us in such a way that we have to be two pair.
No,
this is a very strange arrangement. Why there has to be he and she, and they create family and so on.
But this is the yin and yang.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
There are two senses there. There's one about they who worship God, and then there's souls of sages who have not yet put away the desire for offspring. And there doesn't seem to be at least I don't see a really clear distinction between the two. Like the first one are people who dig wells and make offerings and are religious. And then they are reborn, I guess. That's what it means. They return again to the world of birth. But, therefore, do sages who have not yet put from them the desire of offspring, they should be in the same category as the first. So I don't see...
They are actually.
They are. And the second category is not mentioned here.
Not yet.
In essence.
It's the next verse, yes. But this is the first verse, and that's very interesting that you notice that, because it says something which we usually do not want to emphasize. Now, what Sri Aurobindo added here, those who are not yet put off, yes, it's added. It's a translation of 1901, so it means before Sri Aurobindo had those fundamental changes in his life. And he still carried that imprint of liberation from the body, which is here you can see in this particular phrase where he added it, who have not yet put from them the desire of offspring. It is as if it is inferior, the desire of offspring. Here in the text there is no word of it. It's a very simple ta eva punar avartan. They indeed come back. Tasmat eta rishayah prajakamah. From there, these rishis desiring offspring follow the southern path. And that is Pitriya. But they are the same rishis, yes, who want to conquer Chandramasam Lokam Abhijayante. They are conquering the moon world, and they indeed come back to body because they conquer that moon world and fall into this Dakshina path or Pitriya. Now there are two worlds which were mentioned before. One is sun world, another is moon path. Sun path is where you go and no return. The spirit goes out of the matter. And the other is moon world, where you go into the matter more and more. There are two yanas, two paths. One is path to the sun, other is path to the moon. Path to the moon is determined and known as Pancha Agni Vidya. And we were a little bit dwelling on it when we were reading, I don't remember what, Taittiriya, I think. Aitareya. We mentioned the path of Devayana. Devayana is, once you move, and it is in the Gita also, both are mentioned in the Gita, once you move towards the darker side of the day, to the darker side of the month, because month has also, moon is rising and setting. You move to the darker side of the year, that falling side, and then you move out to the moon. And on the moon you stay as long as you have something to share with those creatures of the moon, gods, so they partake of your enjoyment and experience. And once you are done with that, you fall back into the womb. So moon played a very interesting role. I will not speak about real moon, I'm speaking about this moon, symbolic moon. It is, moon represents soma, raih, that silver light, that matter, enjoyment, material embodiment. I wanted with you to go deeper into this concept, and I prepared another hymn to Pushan and Soma, which is exactly speaking the same from the Rig Veda, second mandala, to see how these two, fire and Soma, Agni Soma, this is the Dvandva of Rig Veda, of Agni and Soma. Soma is this Raih, this enjoyment, this silver light, and Agni is that partaker of that delight. It is by Soma that Agni grows. That's why the sun is growing by all these energies. All this is nothing but matter, but sun grows by it. The consciousness grows by its own embodiment. In the hymn to Vishvakarman in the Rig Veda, it is said, O Vishvakarman, Vishvakarman is creator of the world, of the universe, sacrifice your body to yourself, strengthening yourself. This is exactly the vision. So by itself, he grows within himself. By this embodiment, he enlarges himself. And God came down and greater by the fall. The God becomes greater by his own sacrifice. So the one path, what is interesting, and I'm happy that you noticed that, it looked like there were two different categories, and this is one. That means these are the people who worship God, and the well dug and the oblation offered. It's quite interesting that well dug, I suddenly saw the meaning of this, why it is always mentioned in connection with Pitriyana, Ishtapurti. To dug the well, to go deep into inconscient, to bring consciousness down into the matter. So it's as if there are two different paths doing the same work. Yes? One is turned down into direction of the matter, and other is turned up into the direction of the spirit, and by these two the Supreme can manifest. We can find the same concept in Savitar. Hymns to Savitar, where Savitar is depicted as the being with two hands. With one hand, he involves all the creatures into the night, and with the other hand, he is pulling them out of the night into the light. This is the Creator. He's standing there with two hands, manifesting them in by this device. So one part of it is Pitriyana, the embodiment into the matter. The other part is in another shloka. Atha uttarena tapasa brahmacharyena shraddhaya vidyayatmanam anvishya adityam abhijayante. Adityam abhijayante. Etadvai prananam ayatanam etad amritam abhayam etat parayanam etasman na punar avartante ityesha nirodhastad esha shloka. Now, why is this word nirodha is used here? It's quite interesting. Look at this. But the way of the northern solstice go the souls that have sought the spirit through holiness and knowledge and faith and ascesis. For they conquer their heavens of the sun. There is the resting place of the breaths. Their immortality casts out fear. There is the highest heaven of spirits. thence no soul returns. Therefore is the wall and barrier. Thereof, this is the scripture. Now, there will be continuation. I will read this one more shloka, and then we come back. Panchapadam pitaram dvadashakritim diva ahuh pare ardhe purishinam athe me anye upare vichakshanam sapta chakre shadare ahur arpitam iti. Five portioned, some say, is the Father, and has 12 figures, and he flows in the upper hemisphere beyond the heavens. Again, upper hemisphere beyond the heavens. But others speak of him as the wisdom who stands in a chariot of 6 spokes and 7 wheels. Now, I will come back to it. There will be some footnote. Uttarena tapasa. By the northern solstice go the souls that have sought the spirit. By what? Brahmacharyena, by Brahmacharya. Shraddhaya, by faith. Vidyaya, by knowledge. Atmanam anvishya, and having found, on having sought after Atmanam, after the self, or having found even the self, adityam abhijayante, they are conquering the sun. When they found the self, they are conquering the sun. It's exactly as Sri Aurobindo explains what is the sun and why the conquering of the self is needed to realize the supermind, and not opposite. It is not that realization of supermind leads you to the realization of the self. It is the realization of the self that leads you to the realization of the supermind, and no other way. The same here. Having found the self, they conquer the sun. The dynamic truth comes after the static self is being realized. Etadvai prananam ayatanam. And that is indeed of all the pranas ayatanam, their location, their place of their habitat, where all the life energies live, the supermind, the sun. Etad amritam, that is immortality. Abhayam, fearlessness. Etat parayanam, this is the highest path, the supreme path. Etasman napunar avartante, from that they do not come back. Ityesha nirodha, thus it is explained, therefore is the wall and barrier. This is nirodha. This is the barrier, this is the withholder, this is the protector. Why suddenly Nirodha is mentioned in this case, at the end of such luminous passage? What do you think? This is Vedic. It has deep significance, profound significance. Why suddenly, therefore, is the wall and barrier? Exactly. You won't come back. Therefore, there is a protection against it. You cannot go that way. We go that way anyhow, because the whole year is built in this too. We move all the time. It's like breathing in and out. Prana-apana. Yeah? Prana-apana will be compared to pranam and raih again. Breathing in and breathing out. It is going on non-stop in our body. Aspiration and inspiration, ascent and descent. But the barrier is there, it's not permitted. And Chandogya says, the one who reaches the sun as the final supreme gate burns off his vital body, prana, pranamaya body. It's no more there. It is taken by that through what he enters. Because that sun is all the pranic bodies, yes? The body will be taken away, so you will not have an agent to manifest yourself in the physical. It should not be destroyed. It is said in the Rig Veda, when sun comes too early and the dawn did not prepare the evolution to the final stage of arrival of the sun, it is said, O dawn, hasten, rush to finish your work of evolution, because if sun comes, he will burn everybody and everything as thieves. He will destroy everything, because he is of that substance of energy. And if that is not yet fully, how to say, formed as a separate supreme, it will be destroyed. It cannot sustain itself in that light. The same idea was in Agni Yoga of Rurik and Yelena Ivanovna, who were the founders of Agni Yoga. You know, Rurik family, who were traveling in the Himalayas at the beginning of the century. And they spoke about the fire world coming next to us. And if we are not prepared, if we are not, didn't grow enough and strengthen our inner fire, that fire will burn our formations. It's very close, these images.
Do you suppose that experience that the mother had of taking this great golden hammer and smashing that door through which the golden light poured down, was that barrier?
Yeah.
Because she talks about that.
Hiranmayena Patrena.
And then in the hymns, you have the face of the truth being covered in this little.
Yes. There is a barrier.
And when she described that incident, it was like that, this door. And then she just took that and smashed it. And there poured this whole light of the supernova. I mean, unfortunately, we're not ready for it. But she did her work.
I don't think it's our fault.
No, because it's not our fault. It's nobody's fault. It's just, fact is, it's available. At least she made it possible.
She then says that there was this darkness just gobbled it, that light swallowed it. The darkness came from below, this infinite darkness, towards that supramental light. Well, we do not know how far it goes and what it means
to us. To refer to all of these images, because
as you enlarge your knowledge, so we come closer before we stay as long as it is.
But there is something there which is preventing us from entering into that. And that the meaning is to prevent us is to evolve here. When Agastya Rishi wanted to plunge into the Absolute and to bypass the Svar world, exactly where it has to be gradually built here in the matter, by this Devayana Pitriyana, by both, not by excluding one from another. And he wanted to exclude Pitriyana and wanted to plunge into the sun, beyond the sun. Indra comes and says, wait a minute, this is nothing for you there. There you have nothing of the kind you are seeking here. With the intention of here, you will not know there anything. So you will just destroy yourself. Better, we will kindle the fire, because there is the consciousness of immortality, amritasya chetanam, There it is growing already. Let us expand it together. Let us work on it here, not to go there. So there is, this barrier makes sense. Gods would not easily permit to cross that barrier. Of course, some daring souls can do that, can do in spite of everything, drop everything. We have this right, free will, to do that. But how far it is really a solution, it's another question.
Therefore, the teaching which we are given says
exactly. They
want to bring down into this world
exactly
truth and life.
And he says he is even not sure that liberation is final, because once the soul is there and the movement of the Supreme was made towards the manifestation, then that soul joins that movement and falls back into manifestation again, remembering nothing, being born as baby again, you know, crying on the mother's lap, starting again until it is done. Now there is a biggest there's a very mystic symbolism here. Panchapadam pitaram dvadashakritim Diva Ahuv Pare Ardhe Purishinam. Five portioned, some say, is the Father. Now, what it is and how it is, I cannot tell you. We can speculate. Has 12 figures, Dvadashakritim, has 12 different forms, the Father. And panchapadam, and five different padas, levels or layers. We can say that these are annamaya purusha and so on, or annam, pranam, mano, vijnanam and ananda. So, as it is described in Taittiriya, these five levels, yes? Five koshas. Because pada means portion, he puts it as portion here, but it can be also as a level or as a foot. He is 5 feet, 5 steps is the Father. He has to make 5 levels, 5 steps in the moment. And he has 12 different forms, formations, akriti. He is beyond heaven in the higher floating in the higher hemisphere, upper hemisphere, beyond the heavens. But others speak of him as the wisdom. Atha ime anye upare vichakshanam. They speak of him as the one who sees all in detail, the seer of all. Sapta chakre, and he is moving in the chariot with 7 wheels. This is Vedic image. And has 6 rays. Shat ara. Now ara can be translated as a spoke in the wheel or as a ray of light. Aravinda from here, yes? Aurobindo. The founder of the light, or the finder of the light, the protector of light. So he has 6 rays and he moves on the chariot with 7 chakras. Open to interpretation. You can really find interesting thoughts about it when you learn.
These two
halves, these 2 parts, these 2 aspects, Friday and Saturday. Yes. Now, Pipalada Rishi will continue and split year into months and then days, because they have ascending and descending part, yes? Both parts. You will see. Maso vai prajapati. Prajapati is the month, is the Eternal Father. Krishna Paksha Eva, Raih Shukla Pranas Tasmad Ete Rishayah Shukla Ishtam Kurvanti Tare Itarasmin. The month also is that Eternal Father whereof the dark fortnight is matter, the female, and the bright fortnight is life, the male. Therefore do one manner of sages offer sacrifice in the bright fortnight and another in the dark. Doesn't say that they prefer to do one against the other. Offer sacrifice in the bright fortnight and another in the dark. Rishayah Shukle Ishtam Kurvanti Itare Itarasmi. Another rishis do that in the other half. Ahora trovai prajapatih tasyahar eva prano ratri revaraih pranam va ete praskandanti yedi varatya samyujyante brahmacharyam eva tad yatratrau ratya samyujyante. Day and night also are the Eternal Father. Thereof the day is life and the night is matter. Therefore do they offend against their own life, who take joy with woman by day, by night who take joy in act holiness. Now, sorry to go to this mundane matters. Yeah, I'm sorry for you. I know why I'm sorry. It's Holy Scriptures written. No kidding.
Don't tell me that's not holy.
Black and white. Can't say the thing. Unfortunately, yes, this is the translation of 1901. I'm sure Sri Aurobindo would find something else to put it here. But I will go word by word and we will see what it means. Ahora trovai prajapati. Prajapati is, because it is about procreation. It's about being born in the body. It is, well, how else could we come to this manifestation if we would not? We all together, men and women, and I don't think anybody has a chance. to avoid that process and to find other way to come. But there was, even mentioning that before, there was a way to get here without doing that. And the procreation...
The myths and legends of India are full of stories where, you know, the fire is lit and then this, like, a person's born.
But they needed female anyhow. They drank the payasam and then they got pregnant. And then they got Rama. Otherwise, how? Okay, you can deal without man. You can really substitute him for the Spirit, Holy Spirit. But you need Mary. You can't do, even for Jesus. She had to be there. You can't avoid this. You can't make it. If she will not take you into the matter, the mother, you can't be born. You can appear from some plane, say a few words and disappear, yes. But you have to take this body. So you will have to be born materially. You will have to come to the womb, one way or another. Spiritual or non-spiritual. Yes, and the day, ahareva pranach, ratri reva raih. So the half of the day, which is day, time is prana, and which is night is raih. Pranam va iti praskandanti yedi va ratya samyujyante. Those who, ratya, rati is love, yes? Those who samyujyante, come together in love. By daytime, they are praskandanti, yes? But brahmacharyam eva tad, but that brahmacharya, those who come in love in the night. In the night it is brahmacharyam, in the day it is waste of energy. And it is interesting because we saw it in this image of the sun. Yes, when sun is here, he is rising by the energies of all creatures. So if it is done for the sake of material manifestation in the matter, then it is fine. If it is done in the light of the sun, so to say, symbolism means that you are kind of going against the law and waste your energy. Well, sorry to not give any more coherent interpretation to these verses for now. If you have some other thoughts, please share. Annam vai prajapati statoha vai tad retas tasmad imah prajav prajayante iti. Food is the eternal father. For of this came the seed, and of the seed is the world of creatures born. Now here we have purely Vedic concept that soma, rai, matter, she, yes, so to say, food. Now it is said food is the eternal father. Is that which in pancha agni vidya will sustain the growth of the body. Now it's a very interesting description how it is being done, how they sow. Do you want to see how they sow? This is pancha agni vidya, how food is put into the baby, how baby is growing within the womb, how this semen, the seed, is put into the fire of the woman, then it grows into the womb, she feeds him with her body, the garbha, the child growing, then taking him, feeding him with the milk, which is soma, putting into the fire of his being that he grows, yes? This is all the time transformation of one food, moving into another form, over the fire. So there were five steps, five agnis, where this transformation of food took place. Food is the being of the Father. He is the eternal Father. This is Sat of the being, which is being transformed through this process of manifesting Him in time and space. So how the baby is born. So then when he is born, he grows, he eats fruits full of soma, puts it into the fire. He grows big, he dies. And his soma is put on the fire, final funeral. And he goes to the moon as soma. And there he is sharing all his delight with gods as fire. And when he is done, he falls back. And he again falls back as a rain. He goes into the earth. Into the fire of earth is cast the seven of heaven as rain, conceiving the earth. Then it grows the grass. The grass and plants are collected, put on the fire of pollution. Then it becomes a seven, the seed. He casts into the woman, into the fire of woman. She grows a baby. Cast the soma into the baby. The baby, this is Panchagni Vidya circle. This is what is called Pitriyana. How man goes to the moon and comes back. Goes to the moon and comes back. And mother even makes some comments on it from Chandogya, saying that even such experience as going into the plant with the soul and growing from there is even imaginable for her. I was surprised to read that, because I thought it was symbolically used. But it could be even more something we do not know, some kind of experience.
But Indian tribes believe something like that. They worship that in the fields and exchange.
Yes.
They come down
with
the rain.
Tad ye havai tat prajapati vratam charanti te mithunam utpadayante tesham eva isha brahmaloko yesham tapo brahmacharyam yeshu satyam pratishthitam Tesham asau virajo brahmaloko na yeshu jihmam anritam namaya cheti. They therefore who perform the vow of the Eternal Father produce the twin creature. They don't produce one Pitriyana or one Devayana. They produce both. They therefore who perform the vow of the Eternal Father, they produce, they manifest the Eternal Father. But theirs is the heaven of the Spirit in whom I establish ascesis and holiness, and in whom truth has her dwelling. So one path is to be maintained by the truth, and other path has to be maintained by introducing the truth into the matter. Theirs is the heaven of the Spirit, the world of all spotless, in whom there is neither crookedness, nor lying, nor any illusion. It is profoundly Vedic. So let us finish with a mantra, because we are 1 minute already over the time. Om Bhadram Karne Bhishrunuyama Deva Bhadram Pashye Makshabhir Yajatrah Sthirairangaihi Stushtuvansas Tamubhir Vyashema Devahitam Yadayuh Svastina Indro Vridhashravah Svastinav Pusha Vishvavedah Svastinastarkshyo Arishtanemi Svastino Brihaspatir Dadhatu Om.